Imagine standing at the edge of a deep, dark pit. It's not just any pit. It's the pit of despair. Picture yourself as if you were free-falling down into the abyss, a precipitous descent into these depths of despair, the pit of life's greatest trials. This descent mirrors the unraveling of one's existence, akin to a human life in a state of free fall, spiraling into chaos and disarray. As you plummet further, you witness the dissolution of your world, a turbulent whirlwind where life's threads come undone. It's a cataclysmic descent into the very core of your own existence, where every aspect of your being crumbles like brittle rock. It's the raw, unfiltered moment when everything feels like it's tumbling down. But amidst the darkness, there's a glimmer of hope. Because hitting rock bottom means there's nowhere to go but up. It's a chance to rebuild, to rediscover our strength and to rise again, stronger and wiser than before. So when you find yourself at rock bottom, remember, it's not the end of the road, but the beginning of a new chapter. Well, I suppose even the most unassuming pet rock can teach us a thing or two about contentment. It's like they've mastered the art of just being, finding peace in their simple existence. Reminds me of that old Confucius quote, "In a rock, there is contentment." Maybe there's something to be said about embracing life's simplicity and finding joy in the little things. Echoing this sentiment are the profound words of Winston Churchill, "If you're going through hell, keep going." Reminding us that adversity is but a stepping stone on our path. Napoleon Hill encapsulated it beautifully with his words, "Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of equal or greater benefit." Within this dramatic portrayal of rock bottom lies a remarkable opportunity for transformation. Hitting rock bottom is not the conclusion. It marks the beginning of a remarkable journey. An invitation to unearth your true self and embrace authenticity, akin to a miner striking gold in the depths of a mountain. And as you embrace your inner strength, envision it shaping the world around you, like a sculptor meticulously carving a masterpiece from solid rock. It's an evolutionary process, one rock at a time. From this juncture, let us craft our destiny as a skilled artisan, sculpting away the unnecessary to reveal the masterpiece within. So, fellow seeker, let us ascend from this pit and continue our journey, for there are peaks to conquer and vistas to behold. Life flows in mysterious ways, guiding us gently to the edges of our own existence, encouraging a profound introspection of our choices. As you descend into the depths of rock bottom, imagine it as an opportunity, a cosmic nudge towards awakening. An alchemical catalyst for metamorphosis, and an embrace of the uncharted realms beyond the ordinary. Rock bottom doesn't just nudge us, it shoves us to confront our inner demons. It's a tough battle, isn't it? Wrestling with our inner demons. Self-doubt, blame, guilt, fear, insecurity, regret, shame, the list goes on. These shadows of the mind can weigh us down, casting doubt on our abilities, tarnishing our self-worth, and robbing us of our peace. But don't fret, there are practical strategies that can help us to face these challenges head-on, emerging from the pit stronger and more resilient than ever before. And as you climb your way out of rock bottom, something almost magical happens. You begin to embrace your authentic self. You shed the masks and discard the expectations society has placed upon you. And through this personal transformation, you explore the liberating power of authenticity, which fosters deeper connections with yourself and others. Within these depths, some find themselves not only confronting their personal struggles, but also embracing a spiritual journey. This transformational experience could be likened to what spiritual scholars refer to as the dark night of the soul. Much like hitting rock bottom, the dark night of the soul is a period of intense inner turmoil and existential crisis. It's a time when the foundations of our identity, our beliefs and values, seem to crumble, leaving you in a state of spiritual emptiness and questioning. In this state of inner chaos, we often grapple with the fundamental questions of existence and seek deeper meaning in our lives. We may explore various spiritual or philosophical paths, turning inward to understand our true nature. And just as the rock bottom experience shatters the illusions of the ego, the dark night of the soul dismantles the constructs of the self, paving the way for a more authentic and awakened way of living. For many, the journey from rock bottom to spiritual awakening is a parallel ascent. The very struggles that lead someone to their lowest point become the stepping stones. And now envision yourself standing atop the very rock that once seemed insurmountable, a testament to the triumphant ascent from the depths of despair. These milestones, these victories, are not merely tales of personal growth. They are markers of your resilience, your authenticity, and your capacity to inspire positive change. And as you gaze at the horizon from this elevated vantage point, remember that life's peaks and vistas await your exploration. Your journey from rock bottom has provided you with the wisdom and strength to scale those heights. There may still be trials ahead, but your newfound resilience will guide you. Whether it sparks growth or solidifies stagnation is a profound crossroads shaped by individual choices and the exercise of free will. The choice is yours, dear seeker, whether to rock on with determination or let life's challenges roll right over you like a smooth stone in a stream. So when you hit rock bottom, remember it's a chance to rise, to rebuild, and to thrive. Human Fluence, out.